The West Side in Charleston is one of the largest urban neighborhoods in the state. Within sight of the Mary C. Snow Elementary School are abandoned lots and derelict homes. This neighborhood is besieged with many problems, like childhood poverty and high crime rates. It's also a neighborhood that suffers from negative stereotyping, a place where good people and good projects are often overlooked. Aiming to highlight these challenges and some possible solutions, the meeting last Friday was the beginning of a new collaboration between WVU and the Westside Revive Project. Reverend Matthew Watts heads up the project.
We're trying to help the broader community realize this is a community of enormous potential, and actually the future growth of Charleston, basically, it hinges on what we do.
During his presentation, Watts explained that since the 1960s, the West Side has been more neglected compared with other areas in the city.
But this community has been systematically neglected for at least the last 60 years in terms of disinvestment as people moved out.
Also at the meeting was David Friesen and a group of scholars from WVU's Division of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Friesen was recently named the division vice president. He said WVU is looking to assist the West Side Revive Project, chiefly by evaluating the research the group has already done. The West Side Revive Project is exploring some possible ways the entire city can continue to address childhood poverty and the redevelopment of abandoned lots. The group is also discussing how to improve the quality of public assistance for residents of the West Side. Reverend Watts said it's encouraging to see WVU begin to validate the work his project has already been doing for years.
A lot of energy and a lot of interest in the project, and we have never been more excited about the potential for the West Side of Charleston to truly return to this wholesome and healthy residential community that it used to be.
Watts explained that back in the 1950s, the West Side was a flourishing neighborhood where many upper and middle class black families were buying homes. But over time, as those families left the state, the neighborhood has seen many changes. Though this area has many problems it's going to have to face head-on, Watts believes that for the first time in years, there is reason to hope that things here can change. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.